Innisfail. For the second time in less than 5 years, Ingham Jewelers, the town's oldest and most cherished retailer, has been victimized by criminals that could cost the 109-year-old Main Street business thousands of dollars. In October of 2020, the downtown jewelry store was victimized by burglars that resulted in more than $20,000 in damages, including the front window, and stolen property losses. Owner Garth Ingham said in a social media post that at about 2:30 p.m. on June 12, four men entered his store seemingly wanting to shop. "They all came in like regular customers," said Ingham. "There were two other staff here. These guys just kept us all occupied. And then of course there were other customers in. It wasn't just the four men." However, while three of the men kept him and staff busy at the far side of the store, the fourth had slipped away into the back shop and stole dozens of items from the repair bin. "It bin was full of customers' jobs to be repaired," said Ingham. "It customer jewelry actually all fit in a little bag that he had just popped right in with him, and then they just disappeared." Ingham told the Alberton the brazen theft was at first unnoticed by himself and staff, as he had to go to a doctor's appointment and the store was busy with customers. At about 3:15 p.m. while Ingham was at his doctor's appointment, he received a cell phone call from his store. "My son phoned me, and he said, 'Did you empty out the repair bin?'" said Ingham. "It was probably only 15 or 20 minutes after they'd gone before we realized what had happened." Ingham estimates the theft impacted about 60 customer repair jobs, with an estimated loss worth thousands of dollars. Innisfail RCMP were called immediately, and the police investigation was aided by a full security camera system at the store that identified the four men who had entered the store. "We have six security cameras in here, very good footage, and the police have been fantastic," said Ingham, adding RCMP officers were at the store until 7 p.m. checking for fingerprints and reviewing security video. "The police were incredible. I am really happy with the police." Innisfail RCMP Staff Sergeant Ian Immy later confirmed to the Alberton that the investigation into the theft is ongoing, and that a media release on the case was expected to be released early this week. In the meantime, Ingham said impacted customers have been incredibly gracious about the latest crime at his family's beloved long-standing Main Street store. "We're working hard to find out what people had brought in to get an accurate description, and then we'll work at replacing anything that we can, as close as possible," said Ingham. "I mean, you cannot replace the sentiment, people's jewelry. Yes, you can give them another ring," he added. "One lady that was in yesterday, and said she'd had her rings for 60 years, was incredibly gracious, apologizing to me, offering condolences for my loss, and said, 'I might just take a plain gold band.' People have been amazing through this, and we're really grateful for that because it's very traumatizing. If any citizen has information about this crime, he or she can contact the Innisfail RCMP at 403-227-3341. If citizens wish to remain anonymous, they can contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. Tips, online at www.p3tips.com or by using the P3 Tips app available through the Apple App or Google Play Store. To contact RCMP non-emergency line in any Alberta RCMP jurisdiction, call 310-7267, RCMP.